So what do you get when you cross a wizened Gen Xer with a proud millennial?
Here we go.
A mixtape filled with
Britney Spears songs?
Or maybe a rotary landline telephone
that takes selfies?
Maybe a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Or Tom and Jerry each get participation trophies?
No, 21st century solutions.
According to Kaylin and Ramsey.
Well, it is Thursday, June the 9th, 2022. How are you doing today, Kaylin?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired. Last night was a little sleepless. We are recording a day late because we went to record yesterday and there was some crying outside of my door.
We were literally about to push the record button, as I recall. And then yes. I heard this, uh-oh.
Yes. And mom could tell it was a I'm hurt cry too. So she was climbing up to the monkey bars and she flipped over the bar and hit her face on the bar below it. Oh, yes. So she had a big old goose egg with a fillet, a nice fillet on her eyebrow. And, Jack and I both were like, it's like so hard to tell, you know, if it needs stitches. We're not doctors. Right, we'll just put that out there. We are not doctors. So we looked at it and we have put some gauze on it. And you know, every time we took the gauze off, it would start bleeding again. And with how swollen it was, you know, it was just hard to tell if it was being pushed open or not. But my mother's intuition told me better safe than sorry. And, she was really tough. She barely cried. Just that little bit that you heard, was really all she cried all day yesterday. So we took her to the emergency room here in Kentucky and they were amazing. And we were only there for about 2 hours. She got 4 stitches and, everybody there loved her. And we were back out the door and back to the campground.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
2 hours, that ain't bad for an emergency room trip.
No, no. She conned her way into sleeping with mom and dad last night, which is why I said we were a little sleepless. I think Jack and I slept in my spot combined, and she slept in Jack's spot.
Yes. Well, it seems like the smaller the person or animal in the bed, the more space they take.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know how the physics work on that, but I've definitely experienced that many times in life.
Yes, me too.
It's the same physics that, like, the smaller your baby, the more stuff you have. Like, that's the same paradox, I think.
Yes, exactly. So, no, she's doing good. She's on the mend. She wanted to be back out at the park this morning and her little eyes all droopy. I'm like, we need to wait until your swelling goes down so that mom knows you're seeing good so you don't injure yourself more.
Yeah. Oh, well. Your darling little prize fighter is out
there. Exactly. That's what Jack says. Is she looks like it looks like a boxer wound, and it's like open further just because it's the head and it's all. So she's a tough one, though.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, my evening was pretty boring compared to all that stuff, but anyway, I'll take it, I guess.
Yes.
But I think today we're going to talk about this whole idea of, like, connecting with people. You know, we have gone through this, you know, crazy period of history over the last few years. And so I think maybe we don't take connecting with people for granted anymore. And so I think we're going to talk about connecting with our family and friends, and then connecting with our larger community and connecting professionally as well. So, you know, it's sort of a different world out there. Things are still the same in terms of wanting to connect with people, but the technology is different. Some of the practices and expectations are different. So I think everyone's beginning to just sort of figure out and navigate how to do all that stuff. But what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I think, like you said, it's been a weird couple years. Well, I guess it's like 2 years and, you know, two and a half months, depending on where you live. And so, yeah, I think that talking about, you know, how to get back out there and reconnecting with people is really on everybody's mind. It's like coming back out into a new world. You know, some people, depending on personality types, might feel, you know, stressed by the idea of getting back out there. I know myself that I've been very much about just the five people that reside in my home, myself and Jack and our three kids. And while we've been on this journey for a while, you know, it's that's also kind of disconnects me. It connects me to the five people inside of the fifth wheel, but outside of the fifth wheel, you know, I've really had to be conscious about keeping my relationships going that are not inside this trailer and not at work. And because, you know, I'm constantly connecting with you. That's part of the reason why we're here doing this. And our other coworkers as well. You know, we are often on several meetings together a day. And so I always feel really connected to you guys. I myself over this trip have just kind of, like I said, kept it to just, you know, my core people. And before even leaving Washington, you know, we were on our stay home orders and, you know, we were just, Jack and I are really taking time to enjoy, our family in that time and not complaining or looking at the downside of things that, you know, I couldn't go out to happy hour with my girlfriends once a month or, you know, go shopping or to the Arlington Hardware Store, which is a favorite, which might sound weird to people who've never been there, but it is more of a upstairs. It's like a boutique and hardware store downstairs. But they've actually moved some home goods into the downstairs as well. So that's a place that, you know, you can go with your girlfriends or your family and everybody finds something that they like. So that was something we did often as a family, but I also did with my friends. And also another place that was really great to reconnect with people that I hadn't seen in a long time, because Arlington at its heart is a very small town. So, you know, once we were able to get back out and start doing a little bit more things towards the end of 2020, Jack and I had started taking the kids on short trips to just, you know, get out of the house and experience something different. We weren't quite ready for staying in hotels or anything yet, but we were able to do Airbnbs. And that actually is kind of what, you know, we had always wanted to travel, but just doing those trips and being at home and kind of away from all of our friends and family and core supports really was what made us say like, oh, we, you know, we can hit the road for a couple years and just take this time to be a family. And, you know, our family, without going into too much detail, has been through a lot and formed in different ways than other families. And so I just found it really important for us to have this time together. And we just have had all these amazing experiences. And then at the same time, I've kind of let my other relationships kind of fall to the wayside, you know, relationships of people that I would see, even during COVID, you know, they might be making stops in my neighborhood for one reason or another, or, you know, my parents obviously is a big one. We stayed mostly away from my dad in the beginning of COVID, because he very much it was at risk. And then in late spring or early summer, we would go over and hang out out outside with him and explore his property with him. And we actually stayed with him for 4 weeks inside in our trailer, not in his house. Oh gosh, the poor guy, if we stayed in his house with him. We were already joking that he wasn't going to want to see us for a year after us staying there for 4 years outside in our own residence on the road. But being away from him now has been a little tough, and I wasn't as good as connecting with him as I should have been. And I just have to be really deliberate about and intentional about making sure that I'm sending pictures and giving him a call at least, once a week, every 2 weeks. I would like it to be more than that, but I'm very busy, but really trying to make sure that I'm reaching out to him and, it's other friends as well. My best friend that I've talked about a couple times of many, many years now. Same thing. I was seeing them both. If I came home, cause I did take a couple trips home, but terrible about phone calls and phone calls, I think for a lot of us, especially millennials, I actually had somebody tell me this morning, can I text this number because I'm a millennial? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I've never felt anything stronger in my life. because we are all, I mean, not all, I'm sure millennials who like to talk on the phone, but I think our generation has gotten the rap of not wanting to talk on the phone, that we would rather text and email, email professionally, text personally, whatever that means for you, if it's over Messenger or Instagram, that we've all kind of,
Well, I must have been ahead of my time though, then, because I've never been one to like to talk on the phone.
You and Jeff both, I guess, then. Or it could be that you're both introverts. I'm not sure.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah, maybe.
Yes. So I have made it a point that now I call her twice a week, that I have set myself on that schedule. It's not a scheduled time, but we do make sure that we are connecting with each other over the phone, just so we can hear each other's voices, friendship of almost 27 years, it's very necessary to have those more intimate conversations over the phone. And so I've just been making sure I'm doing that. And I was trying to actually stay less active on social media through this, our adventure. And, then I was getting complaints because I wasn't posting enough. So I've also been trying to be better about that, to make sure that, our families are and our friends are been able to see what we're up to and see the kids and how they're growing and all of that. So just making sure that I had to kind of change my mindset of there is life outside of the fifth wheel and outside of Easy Solar Loan, because it's really easy to get wrapped up. Easy. We love those puns. It's really easy to get wrapped up in what we do, especially since my piece of the job is interacting and connecting with people. Sometimes I find myself not wanting to do that in my off hours. And so just have to be thinking about those things and make sure that other people and their needs and not only their needs, but my needs that I wasn't meeting by not having those personal connections are just still happening. What about you, Rampy? How do you connect with your family and friends?
Yeah. Well, so when COVID hit, my family, my wife and two kids, who are all at home, we get along really well, which is nice. And then, my daughter went off to school last year. And so, she was sort of off into the world. She's home for the summer, so that's cool. So You know, in terms of like friends and stuff, I've had a lot of friends at different parts of my life. I grew up in Virginia on the East Coast, and then we moved out to Michigan, and then later on we moved out here to Washington. So each time we move, we've been moving further and further away, hops and bounds away from where we were before. And, sometimes I'm good about keeping up with friends, and sometimes I'm just not. And then after it's been a long time, when before I've spoken with, certain people, or there's like a momentum there, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if they want to hear from me, and, and then it's just weird. And so it's super hard. And then I make efforts to reach out to friends, and sometimes that goes really well, and sometimes it's super awkward and weird. And, I guess I just have to try again and keep trying. And, sometimes it works out great to reach out to people, and sometimes it doesn't. And I guess over the years I've gone through phases with social media. It's like trying to be deliberate about getting back and posting on a regular basis, or being deliberate about reading and looking at other people's stuff or what, but never really seems to stick that great. And I don't know. I just don't enjoy social media that much. Not really sure why. Over the pandemic, I reached out to a few friends from college that I hadn't connected with and, almost 20 years, and definitely got back in touch with them. And that was really cool. And I've got some good friends here in town, that I know it through a variety of things, including our church. And that's been really terrific. It's good to be back, out and about again, after being sort of cooped up and locked down and masked and everything else. It's nice that people are enthusiastic, and at least in some cases, about talking to other people and getting together. And, every face that I see, I try to smile at, and, I just don't take any of that for granted anymore. Really trying to connect with family and friends. And then there's kind of the community at large, in a world that, how do we connect with our community, whether it's people that are around us or, within interest groups? I think it's important to make efforts around that, because otherwise we'll just get sort of wrapped up in our own echo chambers or our own lives or our own fifth wheels, as the case may be.
Yes.
You're on the road all the time. How do you connect to like the communities of places that you show up at?
Yes. Well, we, like I said, for the first part of our trip, I felt very just in my own zone within our trailer. About Texas, we actually started, meeting more families. The kids had lots of, meetings with kids that they would hang out with for days while we were at places. But once again, easy solar loan, I'm always, talking to people, meeting new people, and that's my piece of easy solar loan. So a lot of times when I get off, I'm want to keep to my family. However, I did start to miss having those in-person conversations and connections. And so Jack and I just started going to the park with the kids. Most of the campgrounds that we stay out, especially the Thousand Trails, have really nice playgrounds for the kids, which is a great place to meet parents who have kids that are the same age as us. And the really great thing about winter time was that most of the families there were full time. So it's really easy to make that connection when you have a similar interest and lifestyle to someone. Like you were saying, you can reach out to your community. Doesn't just have to be who is close to you in proximity, but also you share interests and lifestyles. And so we have been building, I would say since February, been just kind of building that base of friends on the road. And, you know, we have plans to meet people places, and that's really exciting. There also is a community called Full Time Families, which is for RV families who are full time. And they have a Facebook page, and they have a website where you can get support, including like, you know, road schooling, and they have a Facebook page for each section of the country. So if you're in that section, you can like reach out and say, hey, you know, we're here for the week. Is anybody else here? And what do their kids want to play? And they also like organize socials, like they'll do mom's coffee, or we haven't experienced this yet, but other people have told us that like in Florida during the winter, that they'll do a charter where, you know, if dads or moms and dads or whoever on the road, it's usually one or the other because you don't have a lot of support with you. But, you know, dads go out and charter fish together, which makes it cheaper too, because then you can get a group of people together and the dads can all go out for the day and do something. And they also do like field trips for the kids and stuff. So that's been a great resource that we recently joined. Nice. But then we also, you know, we'll go do other community events. So part of this is really to experience different cultures and see what other areas of the country interest us. Jack and I have both lived in the same small town in Arlington the vast majority of our lives. So while the Northwest is great and is a total melting pot of people, it also, the Northwest culture is our culture. So getting out and going to, you know, local street fairs or art walks. We've been to a county fair and rodeo in Texas. And so, you know, I'm a pretty personable person, so I will, you know, just make conversations with people while we're out at these places, because it's really great to hear from them how they feel about their community, you know. It gives you a better idea of what, you know, if we decide to move to this community, you know, what are the people like, and how do the people who live here see the community? So that's how we, you know, kind of make those personal relationships, even if they're not long lasting ones. At least, you know, we're getting out there and we're interacting with people and able to get out there and have some real life connections, even for a short time.
So you just lean into your natural chattiness.
Yes, exactly. And it's funny because, as I just said a little bit ago, Jack is definitely the introvert of us, of our duo, and I'm the extrovert. But he's been great at making friends with moms. You know, he takes the kids to the pool or to the lake or to the park, you know, while I'm working. And then, you know, I'll end up meeting the mom the next time, because then we'll all plan to do something together. And so it's been fun to see him come out of his shell too. I think getting outside of his group that he's had his entire life has just opened him up to more opportunities.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. What about you? What do you do to connect within your community?
Yeah. Well, I try to do a few different things. One of the things was that when the kids started going to high school, I sort of made it a point to join our high school community council, which is a group of parents and students and teachers and administrators that get together and talk about whatever kind of the big issues at the school happen to be at that time. So that's been a good way to sort of understand what's happening at the high school and to connect with, you know, some of the other parents, and have made a couple good friends through that. And, you know, I like to do group facilitation. That's a professional skill that I have. And so once a year we have a big community cafe where we get about 60, 80, 100 people or so. We break into small groups and talk about important questions, and have a dinner. And this year we actually had, we did just dance on like the giant screen in the commons. So just dance these days has like, you use your phone as the sensor and controller. So we had like 30 kids, you know, with their phones, all dancing in front of the giant video screen at the beginning of this. So this was cool. That was fun. It was something that the kids wanted to do. They told their teacher, their teacher sort of set it up.
I love that. So that was,
yeah, that was really cool. Definitely connected through our church, get a chance to see and talk to people there. Have been getting more involved lately. And, you know, COVID really impacted, I think, probably lots of things, but churches in particular. So it was sort of that big question of, all right, are we allowed to meet? Are we able to meet? Are we going to meet? Is it going to be in person? Is it going to be over Zoom? And then there was the whole issues about masking and, you know, whether masks are required or encouraged or discouraged. I think faith communities had to make those decisions because it really does sort of impact how people interact with one another. And, you know, faith communities are typically very deliberate and sort of purposeful about how people interact with each other. We've gotten pretty close to normal again with in terms of being able to gather the way that we'd like to. So that's nice. But, you know, Olympia is great in general because there's lots of things going on. And, you know, the race that I did a couple of weeks ago, that's a big community event. It made a huge difference, like this year versus last year, because last year they called it a virtual half marathon, which just meant, okay, go out and run the half marathon and then tell us what your time was and we'll go ahead and, you know, give you all the swag and stuff. But it wasn't the experience. But this year, the full blown experience. So there was lots and lots of people there, and we ran through the town, and people were out in their yards and cheering. And, you know, when you run through the neighborhood, there's people playing music and just fun stuff like that. That's a big community event that was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed doing that. You know, there's just, there's no substitute for being able to see people and interact with people. In another context of getting together and seeing people and interacting with people, you know, the whole idea of professional networking, I think, has been kind of turned on its head the last few years as well. You know, we at Easy Solar Loan get really excited about going out to conferences and going out and meeting face to face. And, you know, it's just kind of this year that we're going to be able to do that again. I mean, what do you think about this whole like professional networking scene that we find ourselves in these days, Kaylin?
Yes, I am also ready to get back out there. We have not even gone to a conference since February of 2020, which normally we do a couple a year, and those are great for, you know, meeting new people and, you know, getting to connect with people that we talk to all the time, and also bringing in new business, of course. And so it's been weird to not be together. I myself never came into work because I was pretty far away from the where Easy Solar Loan is located. But I did have the opportunity to drive down there if I wanted to, or we could, you know, we would all meet up at conferences and or networking events or whatever it may be. And that just all came to a screeching halt. But
yeah,
luckily, you and I, we hold an open office hours for our contractors to come in and chat with us, which is kind of where we got the idea for our podcast, because we, while we do talk about things for the most part that are related to business, a lot of times it, you know, would feed over into personal stuff or just talking about issues, because we in the solar industry there's lots of different things that go into the solar industry, especially.
So tell the people what we mean by open office hours.
So for 1 hour twice a week, we are in Zoom, ready to accept people into our Zoom meeting, and they can ask us questions and get more information on our products and our program. And we also, you know, they can ask us questions regarding their business and what's going on. So it's a great time for us to be able to connect with our clients who are all over the country. Our majority of our solar contractors that we work with are outside of Washington. So we have never met most of them in person, but it's great for them to be able to come in, and we're on video so they can see us and we can see them, and we get that personal connection with them that is very important to us at Easy Solar Loan, because we don't like to just be a big financial institution in the sky. We like to be real people. And I also think that our clients feel like that our willingness to do open office hours makes us different from a lot of other companies out there. And then on the credit union side, you know, a lot of our staff has been at home for a long time. We do, of course, as the credit union, have branches, so those staff members have been continuing to go in. But if it was not an absolute necessary that you needed to be there in person, then the credit union wanted you to work from home. So we're talking about making sure an entire credit union is connecting with each other, because we all might have different pieces of the job, but we really do, you know, work together. And so I know the first year that we were on our stay-at-home orders, normally we would have a Christmas party, but since there was nothing open and nobody was going into work, obviously we couldn't have a Christmas party. And so someone, actually I think maybe some people on our team, organized bingo, a virtual bingo for the entire credit union on a Friday night. Everybody got mailed their bingo cards, and everybody's families were invited to participate. And it was a really fun way that even though we couldn't be there in person, we could be on Zoom with each other. And Jennifer was reading out the balls as they came, and her son was helping her, and everybody was getting really excited over getting bingos. And so that was it was a fun way to make sure that even though, you know, that annual Christmas party that we usually had couldn't couldn't go forward, that at least we were still doing some way to celebrate that, you know, we all work together every week, and we do want to celebrate the holidays together. And so that was a fun thing for us to do. But now it seems like we are starting to be able to get back out there. Since we go to so many conferences in different areas, we are often included on a lot of emails and messages that go out regarding other areas and solar associations send us emails. And, you know, I know that things are getting kind of back to normal. I don't know if you've seen, there's been, you know, invites for Topgolf and other, you know, winery just other networking events. So I'm excited to see people starting to get back out there, because if our clients are able to network with each other, that just means more solar business for everyone, and we need solar. And so I'm excited that I know our clients are finally being able to get back out there and have those interactions as well. And us ourselves are starting to plan our first conference since COVID. So that's really exciting. I haven't seen you guys it's been I think a year this week, actually, since I've seen you and Jennifer and our executive management. So it will be really fun to go to Anaheim in September.
Oh, yeah.
And be able to reconnect with the solar world in person.
Yes. Very excited to go to Anaheim in September for RePlus. So yes. Anybody who is headed out there, we shall see you there. Got to get our exhibit stuff all put back together. And, you know, we have, we literally have boxes of goodies that we got for last year that yeah. we never got to even open to hand out. So I'm looking forward to that, to
yes.
get a chance to do that again, because exhibiting is fun.
Right.
It's nice to meet people and say hello and have a laugh and see people in person that you have never met in person and be like, oh man, you're a real person. This is awesome.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it was super disappointing because we got totally faked out with last year's conference.
It was tragic. It was a hurricane.
Yes, it was. So there was two major things going on at the same time. And it was up to the final moment. It was, are we going, because last year the same conference was in New Orleans, and New Orleans, as we all know, became the epicenter of COVID last fall. Was like down to the wire. Are they going to cancel it? Are we, even as a team, comfortable going to New Orleans? And then the hurricane came in and the convention center was not even going to have power when the convention was supposed to happen. So this year, like you said, we already have everything ready because we were ready to go last year before those two events took place. And so now we're super excited. We're double excited.
Yes. And I'm definitely not laughing at COVID or a hurricane. I'm laughing for my own sanity.
Yes, exactly. That's what Jennifer and I say that a lot. We're laughing because if we don't laugh, we'll cry.
Yeah. We'll save that for some other time. Laughing is better than crying or screaming.
Yes. Well, and I think it's important to mention that we're not excited about some stuffy conference where you're going to sit in a room for days. While some of the people that are there will be doing that, the solar, you know, companies who actually install the solar, most of them will be there to take to do classes and go to panels and listen to you know, different manufacturers talk and stuff, which is great. But then the conference is also really great about networking events as well. It's like it's like a party every night. And so it's also, it's like a time for us to get away and get our free time, and party down with our clients who, you know, then we get to move through our relationship, with those memories for the next year till we go back and do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not going to be sitting in stuffy rooms. We're going to be standing up all day.
Yes, you and I will be in the exhibit hall. The exhibit hall for this conference is like nothing I've ever experienced before. And that was in 2019. We went to this conference for the first time. And I just remember walking in and just being kind of awestruck by the amount of work and construction and engineering that goes into some of the booths that are at this conference. It's some of the most well-known tech companies in the world, not just the country, the world, coming together. They're trying to each outdo each other with the booth that they can do. And we're talking two-story booths with conversation areas up top and cars, and there's just everything. It's really cool. So we're excited to get back out there this year.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Exciting to get out there and reconnect. And glad that we had a chance to connect today. And I'm glad that your daughter is feeling much better than her little boo-boo yesterday. So good stuff.
Yes. Well, you too. Can't wait to connect with you in September. But we'll be back next week to reconnect here with our audience. And it's going to be a great summer.
Everybody have a good one. Bye-bye.